Every Sunday we give you what we call a prophecy update. All we're attempting to do is look at the news that's in the world and line it up with what the Bible said centuries ago would be happening in the last days, and there are remarkable similarities. By far the most well-known and at once terrifying prophecy is the mark of the beast. It's an area we turn to a lot in these updates because we happen to be living in that time when technology is just exploding. Now, the mark is something on your hand or forehead that's going to identify you and allow you to transact all of your business without cash, without anything else other than some, you know, personal identification that's on you. It's a system that is already going to be in place when the world leader we know as the Antichrist demands that all the world swear its allegiance to him. If you don't, you're not going to be able to buy or sell anything, and you will be hunted down and persecuted and killed. Now, as far as the technology is concerned, we are already there. There are multiple technologies that could be implemented tomorrow, giving us the ability to be identified and to transact business electronically via some kind of a mark or a chip or a tattoo on us. For example, DVC News posted a story on August 9th. It was titled, RFID install at Contemporary Resort. Now, the Contemporary Resort is a hotel at Disney World in Orlando, Florida. The excerpts of the article read like this. Disney's Contemporary Resort is ground zero for Walt Disney World's installation of radio frequency identification, or RFID, technology property-wide. Numerous RFID solutions have been installed throughout the Contemporary Resort as Disney begins to roll out this new technology. The most visible change to guests are RFID room keys, which allow guests to simply tap their key to the world card on an RFID receiver panel to unlock the door. Now, sure, that's just something that's on your room key for now, but it could just as easily be something on you. A year ago, in August, numerous news outlets reported on an advance called EES, Epidermal Electronic Systems. One article stated, and I quote, "A team of engineers today announced a discovery that could change the world of electronics forever. Called an epidermal electronic system, it's basically an electronic circuit mounted on your skin, designed to stretch and flex and twist and to take input from the movements of your body." The pictures in that article are creepy. One shows the circuit applied to your wrist. And it's sort of transparent, but you can sort of see it. Even non-believers commented on it and are getting creeped out about it because they're thinking in terms of the mark of the beast. One of the project leaders involved with EES was quoted as saying, "I envision endless applications that extend beyond biomedical applications." And so whether it's this EES or we've reported before on electronic tattoos, there are microchips that can be inserted under the skin. There's all kind of technology. It's kind of like, you know, the war between DVD and Blu-ray, and you're just not sure how that's going to go until it shakes out. There are multiple technologies that at least you could see could be used to implement the kind of system that will be taken over by the Antichrist. Now, we're not worried about that. We're not concerned about that because the Lord Jesus Christ, he promised to return for his church, all the believers from the time of his resurrection forward. He said, "I'm going to return for you to resurrect the dead in Christ and to rapture, catch away living believers before any portion of the great tribulation." And what we're talking about, the technology may exist, it may be implemented, but you can't take the mark of the beast without knowing it, and you're not going to be able to do it until the middle of the tribulation anyway, and we will have been taken home to heaven. What we do here is just show you that we are living in the last days that the Bible predicted, that the Bible prophesied. And though people may still scoff and say, "Where is the promise of his coming?" It's because the Lord is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, come to eternal life. Every week, we therefore remind you to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up because ready or not, Jesus is coming.